With TT just around the corner, I've been catching up with some of the men to watch in 2011. And back for another go is former winner, Michael Rutter.
What would you consider a successful 2011 here on the Isle of Man?
Well, you know, looking at the field, top six, if we can get in there with a Ducati. I just don't know how it's going to go. I don't know if it's going to go in a straight line or not, but we'll find out on that Monday night.
The ever-improving Michael Dunlop is back this year on a Kawasaki, and he's hoping to add wins to the famous Dunlop name.
2011, all set?
Yeah, near enough. We're just going to be left on the Sutter bike next week, so we're really excited to get at home and make sure everyone else works right all well, so I'm looking forward to it.
Have you got a national programme as well this year?
I can do bits and pieces. I'm not doing everything. I just do what I can. But, and, you know, obviously money's getting tighter this year, sponsorship's getting tighter, and us building this Sutter bike, factory Sutter bike, is out of my own sponsor's budget. It's going to be hard, you know, to keep going, but I will try our best.
Northwest is the first international road race, obviously a very special place for you, and you're getting better and better and better there.
Yeah, I just need to win. I just need to keep plugging wins away. I've got one already, and I could have had another one until I was took out in the last lap. Just need to keep plugging away at the wins, and hopefully this year I can bring a couple more home and come here and win for you as well.
I was going to say, what about this place? Obviously on the 600 you've got it cock on, and you're getting massively improved on the 1000 last year.
Yeah, just like that was the first time I was here last year, was on a proper, you know, on a super bike, and at that, you know, we were still down a bit in brake horsepower, but I kept plugging away. We'd done 130 mile an hour lap on a bike. We had her set up lovely, she was going well enough, and I felt there was a lot more in me. Just I was learning every day I went out on it, so every mile I'd done I was learning something different by the bike. So come this year, you know, Sutter bike, hopefully I'll be handling perfect, and then just get away and try doing 132 mile an hour laps.
And finally, is there any truth in when you came off at the Southern, you said you wouldn't get in the helicopter because you were too scared?
Yeah, we were sitting at the helicopter and I was like, this is not good. And I'd hit the brick wall and I was like, right, I'm still alive, it's a bonus. And I was like, right, okay. And then I got onto the stretcher because obviously they thought I'd broke my neck because I had impacted the wall that hard. And I was like, and they'd lifted me up and they were taking me over to the helicopter. Like, yo, here, get me out. Get the taxi. I'm not going in that fucking thing there. I said, if that drops out of the sky, I'd definitely die. So they had to get an ambulance then to come and lift me. So I don't like flying.
The man's off his head. After a few seasons with Suzuki, Cameron Donald is back with Wilson Craig Honda, who he already has experience with.
2006 was my second TT, and I ended up second in the senior behind John McGuinness. So, yeah, that was brilliant. Then 07, missed through injury from the Northwest, but then 08, some wins. So it'd be nice to get back to winning.
So you know, we know the bike's fast as Honda. We know you can win. What would be a successful 2011 for you here?
Oh, another win would be fantastic, but... You know, look, I'm just going to go out there. The team are giving it 100%. I'll give it 100%. And wherever we end up on the day, you have to be happy with. That's the TT, you know. You just got to do your best, tick all the boxes, and see where you end up at the end of the week.
Kiwi Bruce Anstey also left Suzuki at the end of 2010, but he has the added pressure of being on a proven bike, the Paget Honda.
You've got a bike that can win five TTs.
I know, no pressure.
How do you follow Hutchie?
I don't know, just... thing with Clive, he doesn't put any pressure on you. You just sort of like do your best you can and see how we get on. That's what we can do.
People say if you get out of bed saying you're going to win a TT, you can do that. Do you believe that?
Definitely.
And it gets to Friday of this year. What will you consider a successful TT?
Some wins. Don't know how many, but some wins.
It's all you're going to get out of Bruce Anstey, isn't it? At home in Northern Ireland, there's no one to touch Ryan Farquhar. He has more national road race wins than anyone, but that includes the great Joey Dunlop. However, an international big bike win still eludes him.
Well, we're getting there. Still a lot of work to do, but the season has got off to a pretty good start. I've still my superbike and another superstock to build, and you know, just a few loose ends to tidy up here and there, but all in all, things got off to a really good start, and can't wait to get to the TT. A
couple of podiums last year at the TT. You must be looking to better that this year.
Well, I come very close to winning, but you know, the bar keeps, you know, rising every year. Bikes get better, you know, new riders come along with a bit more experience. It's not going to be easy, but we'll do our best. I think the Superstock would stand a good chance if we can get the bike working the way I want it. And the 600's going a bit better, you know, Superbike. Who knows, you know, to finish first you have to finish, and we'll just do our best.
Well, every year I tip you for the Superstock, I'm going to keep my mouth shut this year.
Cheers.
Still to come, I'm going to be talking to local heroes Connor Cummins and Dan Neen, plus sidecar champion Klaus Klappenbach, and new King of the Mountain, Ian Hutchinson.
Energy FM. Love it. Play it. Energy.